This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
Almost full quieting. Sounds good. KG4MEK Mobile.
Do the same thing with me. Am I breaking up over here, KI4LZI?
Negative, Andy. You are full quieting. Full quieting, just about. Sounding really good. First station, KG4. Can you give me a call again, sir?
3MUK, Kilo, Golf 4, Mike, Uniform, Kilo. It was Wayne.
You want me to go ahead and check in tonight, sir?
If you don't mind.
All right, you mobiling around? Have a good day. Do you enjoy this, enjoy the wonderful sunshine today?
I want to check in, put me on a prayer list as well. I have surgery in the morning, if you don't mind.
After that, well, I hope things work out well, for you. And, appreciate the signal report, and I'll go ahead and get you in the log, Wayne. You have a good evening, sir. Appreciate the report. You be safe. KO4NUE, 73, sir.
Roger, roger. Have a good night. KG4MEK clear.
Yeah, Wayne used to be a truck driver. I don't know if he's still doing it now, but he used to be. But you take care of there. KI4LZ, I'm glad to know it ain't this month for the mine, because mine could start acting up. KI4LZI.
Q, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276, the repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Go ahead and post one short announcement. Before the net started tonight, did a radio check and requested a radio check and checked in Mr. Wayne mobile tonight, KQ4MUK. Wayne's having surgery tomorrow, and he just asked to be in everybody's thoughts and prayers. So I'll post that as announcement number one tonight. And we'll go ahead and check in my wife real quick, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna here with us. All right, no further announcements, so we'll go ahead and get in the roll call portion tonight. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll go ahead and start with pre-check-ins tonight, starting with FCM, that's Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, KA4ACL, Miss Ashley in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, and KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, and Miss Sally, KA4JCA, also in Simpsonville, W2AMD, Mr. Andy in Simpsonville, and K4XMR, Mr. Mail in Prosperity, KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont, KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville, and N4ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville, KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer. 4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson. And KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. And W4TOA, Mr. Grant in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. KQ4 and KO4RAX, Mr. Jim in Dacusville. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Cornelius, North Carolina. In Greenville. Tonight. So with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the RF portion. I don't see any stations available for EchoLink tonight. We'll go ahead and move on to the RF portion of check-ins. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE. Jet, deadly, Dickie, and Kilo, India 4, Kilo, Charlie, X-ray. My name is Jerry, location is Gray Court. Just checking in and out tonight. I hope everybody's doing well on the net.
Hope you and Anna are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4 NUE. Great to hear you call the net again. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. I hope everybody has a good night. Wasn't it a wonderful day? 7-3.
New E. I-4-L-Z-I. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no roundtable, but I'll be monitored.
Group, we'll go ahead and start with Mr. James up in Tuxedo, KK4JFO. James, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KI4KCX, Mr. Jerry in Gray Court. Jerry, I think I got your call right, sir. If I did not, please recheck with me, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I got you about an S3 on reverse tonight, and I have you down for some comments to sir, as well, sir. Please tell Miss Donna, KC4MFK, me and Anna said hello. Hope she's doing well, too. And also KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up in Table Rock. Are there any additional stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
Net control. Please check out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
In the log, sir, KG4, JIA, Mr. Dennis up in Gaffney. Dennis, hope you're doing well, sir. All right, let's move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, any station. Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. HSA, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Brad Holmer here in Tolder, my head to the workplace. Send to each half and send us all of that feeling negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar. November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
That's Mr. Fred, moping around in Pelzer tonight. Fred, hope you're doing well. Please be safe tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. Nice to hear you on the radio. Also, K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt and Edmund. Walt, I hope you are doing well tonight, too, sir, and it's nice to hear you tonight as well. All right, are there any additional stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in. N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Anna and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4 NUE. Again, KO4 QLD, Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. And good evening to you too, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
DHRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Eden Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
Welcome, N0TR, that's Mr. Tom and Greer. Tom, hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris and Liberty. Chris, nice talking to you, sir. And WDARON, Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Ed, hope you're doing well. All right, with that, are there any additional stations Quebec through Tango that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Let's jump up to EchoLink stations real quick. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE. And to welcome K4QDU, Mr. Randy in Olive Branch, Mississippi, I believe that is, via text message on EchoLink tonight. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir, and I hope you are doing well. All right, with that, let's go ahead and move on to Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
4NUE. Miss Anna in the net. Please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. N4ZLK. I'm Shane, mobile. Just about to get on 85 South. No traffic, no table tonight.
Welcome, W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod down in the land of Oz. And, Rod, how's Miss Dorothy doing?
Sorry, what was the question?
Dorothy, your cat. How's she doing, sir?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You know, I got a new grandbaby. A little guy named Franklin. Another bundle of joy, man. It's been awesome. Perfect little kid. And mom and kid are doing great. I just got to see them here just a while ago. So, yeah, I've been having a good time with them. Everything's going well. I hope I got my buzz fixed on my radio. I had a power supply doing some crazy stuff. So, hopefully we're back to normal. W4WOZ, thanks. Bye.
Roger that, Rod. You're sounding mighty fine tonight. Radio Power Supply is doing a good job. Congratulations on your grandson. I know that's a wonderful thing. I'm not there yet, but I'm patiently waiting. So also, we'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. Mobile on 85 tonight. And Shane, you be safe out there tonight, sir. Hope you have a wonderful night. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, this is Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victor at J4YEV. Name is Al, I'm in Gastonia. Talking to you on the 5-watt handheld, hooked up to an outside antenna, so hope you can hear me okay. Give you another check-in, 73KJ4YEV.
I have you in the log, sir, KJ4YEV, Mr. Al, in Gastonia, on 5 watts with an outside antenna tonight. Got a little bit of bacon fry on your signal tonight, Al, but you are very copyable, so appreciate the check-in, sir. Hope you are doing well and have a nice evening. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move up to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, all on the net. And hey, Al.
NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative, negative.
And welcome, KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And I'll swing back around for you in just a few minutes. I'd like to talk with you about something as well. Also, we'd like to welcome K3JOY. That's Miss Joy in Easley. Joy, hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville, and W4DJW, Mr. Dave in Greer. Dave, hope you're doing well, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Station, we'd like to try again, sir. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
UE. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Chad. Thank you for calling the net.
Patrick, you may have that one by yourself tonight, sir. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, radio sounds really nice tonight. I don't know what you're doing up there, but keep on doing it. Sounds really good. All right, with that, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Chad, can't let Patrick be by himself. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry up in camera. And we'll be negative and negative tonight.
Kilo Delta 4, FOS. Foxtrot Oscar Sierra, Brad over in Greer, negative and negative.
Welcome, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Kenner. Harry, nice to hear from you tonight, sir. And KD4FOS. That's Mr. Brad and Greer tonight. Brad, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. I think this is the first time I've had you on my log. Welcome to the net, sir. And I hope you're having a nice evening tonight. All right, any additional station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE.
Negative and negative.
And Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
There's a lot happening in that group, so let's break it down here. All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave in Possum Kingdom, and he brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX, and KF4NXY. Dave, just want to let you know, you have got a really, really bad noise on your signal tonight. You are almost uncopyable. It sounds like a power supply issue. I was able to pull you out, sir. No offense. I'm just like kind of, you know, letting you know what's going on with your station. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4CHY. That's Mr. Keith in Seneca. And I believe a call sign changed tonight to KI4 Echo Juliet Yankee. That's Elisha in Lyman. Elisha, if I got that incorrect, please recheck with me tonight. Please recheck with me, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4HTP. Miss Wendy, I have a short message for you tonight, ma'am. She brings along her husband, Mr. Mark, W2MJB. So, Miss Wendy, Anna wanted me to say hello to you, ma'am, and she received her special little gift in the mail from you, and she said thank you very much. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
Four Alpha Kilo Mike, Pete from Shelby.
Welcome KD4AKM. That's Mr. Pete in Shelby. Pete, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So I guess that wraps it up for the formal portion of the check-ins tonight. Any station wishing not to hang around for a rag chew or comments, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller. All right, first on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, what you got on your mind tonight, sir?
QE, here is KK4JBQ. Well, on my mind. Let's see. I had a fine day today. I mean, who couldn't wish for a more beautiful day? We most certainly can use temperatures like this. I think we've got a few in our future. So let's all be thankful for it. We still have, according to the last view of the weather that I saw, we still have a few nights near the freezing mark yet to endure, but truly, it won't be long before we'll be complaining about how hot and humid it is. That's just where we live, isn't it? Yeah. But otherwise, it's been a fine day. I've had a few successes, a few setbacks. Done a lot of searching on the internet today. I guess that's what that was all about. And who hasn't got lost on a trip through the Amazon world? And that's been me today. I spent hours in front of this screen seeing things that I didn't know I asked for. You know how that is?
204-NUE, absolutely. So I noticed that the other day. I like to watch YouTube. I can't tell you, other than Sundays on MeTV, I usually find a good documentary or some kind of whatever I'm interested in that day on YouTube. And I've noticed here recently that the YouTubers that have a lot of views, you know, it'll throw a commercial in there. And I've noticed that all of my commercials have changed to Gigaparts. And anything that is ham radio related. So, the first time that popped up, I thought, maybe that's a coincidence, you know, who knows. But it's gotten to a point now to where I don't get a whole lot of commercials I don't like. So, this is the conclusion that I've come to. Realized that Google or Amazon or whatever, they are watching what I watch, and they throw those commercials in there for me to watch. So I got thinking about that for a minute. I don't like the commercials, and I don't like the fact that, you know, somebody's feeding me, you know, commercials based off of what I watch. But after thinking about it a little bit, I hate the commercials so bad. If I have to watch a commercial, then why not watch a commercial about something you like? So, I can tell you exactly what's going on with Gigaparts right now, because they have three radios that there you can fill out of a free form and have a free drawing. And I can honestly say that I watch the whole commercial every time, because they have a different radio on there. And I realized that's kind of my way of getting back at the whole mechanism, if that's what you want to call it. So I just sit back and kind of grin and think, okay, now I'm dictating. If I have to watch these commercials, I get to dictate what commercials I watch. And that's got to be a good thing, Larry.
Bully, hoorah for you. I'm tickled. I can't say that my personal experience has been the same. Although I'm not sure, somehow I think maybe it's because they're going on IP address or something, but I'll get commercials, just like you, but I'll get them for things that I have no interest in. But maybe Donna might. You know what my suspicions are. But anyway, it is no never mind. As long as I can dismiss them, you know, there's a day coming, you know that's coming, when we won't be able to dismiss them. And we'll just have to sit through. I know that's coming. And it's unfortunate because, some of them are just even a little embarrassing. I mean, I'll get commercials about applying makeup or a facial cream to remove the makeup after you've had it on for a few hours or whatever the thing is. But, you know, I would suffer through that, I think. But anyway, watch a little bit of YouTube. It's handy. Handy because my axiom in life has always been inventing the whole thing. That is to say, if I can sample other people's experiences, doing the same thing. I'm way ahead. I mean, I could be hours ahead. And certainly I hear about, I hear of other people that just starting out flat-footed, it's a real advantage. So that's been very helpful to me in a lot of ways. I think things may change because and they're all tied together. You know, this information is flying back and forth at the speed of light. And if you start binge watching, which I had on my Netflix list of things that I'd like to watch sometimes, you know what that is. Grey's Anatomy. I had heard good things about that years ago, and people talking about it. Now that's all died down, and other things have taken over. So, but it remains on that list, I think, forever. So I decided, well, I'll just take a look at that. And it's very interesting in a subject matter that I'm not terribly interested in. Surgery. These all are intern surgeons and the stuff that they go through. And I had no idea. I thought my early working life was hard, and indeed it was, in ways it was. But these guys, oh wow, I was just not aware that when they were on call, that they are in the very beginning, first episode, everybody got a pager. And no matter what they were doing or where they were, they had to come running. It's sometimes life and death. And that's a different kind of work experience. You know, take a look at your own, and everybody that's listening, how many times did a person's life depend on the next thing you did? So it gives me a new kind of perspective and respect, you might say, for the medical community and what they choose. They willingly choose to do this. You know, and I think back to my, just myself, I think, for any amount of money, when I go through a 48-hour day, I mean, you don't leave until, you're on call for 48 hours at a time. Things may have changed, and certainly from institution to institution, things may be different, but they're right out of med school, and they're hungry for the experiences that they know they'll benefit from. And so they dive in head first on the toughest things and just show themselves to be, capable in every way. I don't know what it's going to be like as it's gone, but I've watched a few and I'm intrigued. KK4JBQ.
With KK4JBQ. I tell you, Larry, that you have to want to do that. You have to want it bad. And I'm not sure that the ones who... I mean, I'm not a doctor, of course. But I think the ones that, start off in trauma or something like that, I'm not sure those people are driven by money. I think there's something that's given to them to want to do that. You have to want to. It's just, unbelievable what some of those have to go through. It wasn't long ago I watched a documentary on YouTube about a group of, I think it was four doctors or maybe seven doctors, and this documentary went, through med school, and then actually, every 2 years or every 5 years. I think it's actually a PBS Nova special. They're 10, 12 years into this thing. And it's kind of interesting to watch how just that type of career has just weighted them down and, obviously become better at what they do. But, the institutions that train the doctors or anybody in the medical field, you have to
you have to be that way. You have to be hard. Because if you make a mistake with the human body, it's, you know, catastrophic. So I can kind of see why they're so brutal and drive them so hard. But you're exactly right. You have to want to do that.
Absolutely in truth. But as just as a viewer, here's a caution for everybody. There is some gore involved. They have overhead cameras. Of course, there's a gallery above the operating arena, but they have overhead cameras that, as a viewer, you get to see. You get to see the opening of a, say they're going to do a lateral to get into the heart because there's an obstruction in the aorta, the main valve, one of the larger arteries of the heart. And a very recent episode, can't say it was the last one, but anyway, they had a power outage. It's based in Seattle, in Washington. Of course, there's lots of storms there, rain there. So the hospital goes on emergency power. And one of the generators, one of four, did not kick in. And while they're working on that, they're rushing a patient into the operating room. Everything's an emergency. Everything is like on a knife edge throughout the whole series, I think. So it's understood from X-rays that the aorta is involved. So to get to the operating room they're going to, they have to take an elevator to get there. Well, the elevator stopped, and it stopped responding in any way. And so they're stuck between floors. Two surgeons, intern surgeons, and the patient. And they have to perform the operation to open the heart, to relieve the obstruction at least, to save the life. And everything's about, you know, everything's critical. Everything's very high. The drama is incredible. And what is accomplished is just too fantastical, I suppose. But maybe, you know, after a real life experience of somebody, they're in that elevator, and they open the chest, and the surgeon goes down into the chest cavity and puts his little finger into the opening that they will patch in the operating room, but puts his little finger in there and plugs the aorta, keeps the man alive. Wow. You know, it's just pretty fascinating, but just prepare yourself if you're going to take it in. I'm not squeamish. When it comes to other people, you know, I can watch somebody take an injection or, anything like that, as long as it's somebody else. Now, if it's me, I got to look the other way. Can't look at my own arm as they're injecting anything or something like that. That's strange, maybe, but anyhow, you want to change the subject? I'm ready.
A good idea, but I'm curious. Did not trying to be nosy, but Miss Donna, did she have a good trip? Enjoyable trip?
Oh yes, sir. She had a fabulous trip. The impetus for this trip was a school play. It was actually Frozen, if you're familiar with that. I think it was a Disney production years ago, but it's on the road now, and all the rights. With any group that wants to perform it. So they were in costume. She has two godchildren that were in this play. And part of the lead characters, too, as a matter of fact. So, oh, goodness. She came back just bubbling over with excitement about this play. And her flight there and the flight back was excellent, except for one thing. She says, I must have had a junior grade pilot on the return flight. She says, because when we touched down, we slammed down. Kaboom. All of us may have had some experience like that from time to time, but boy, she said it shook the fillings in her teeth. But otherwise, a good trip, a safe trip, and it's marvelous to have her home. KK4JBQ.
We with KK4JBQ. Now, you're exactly right. I know Anna went away for a couple of days down to Columbia last week, and boy, it kind of goes south real quick. So I'm always glad when she comes, you know, comes back, because she keeps order in the house. I don't like to admit that, but that's the truth, and that might be the same on your end. Yeah,
I think now this is maybe the chauvinist in me. I don't know, but I think women have the glue that holds the family together. They've got the bottle of glue. It came with their woman card. Whatever it is, they hold things together. We might think we are the strength of the family, but I know from talking with my grandmother on my dad's side, didn't know my grandmother on my mother's side, I know from talking for hours with her, and it was such a treasure to have her for those few years before she passed, because she told me things that nobody else would have ever thought to tell me, and all of it was sort of steered in the way of, you know who you are, who you're a part of, and where you're going. Now, a lot of people say, if you don't know where you are, you don't know where you're going. Well, that makes sense. But it also makes perfect sense to get to know who you come from, that group of people that came before you that now have the responsibility to raise you. And it's pretty much invested in the females. And we should, in all times and places, we should acknowledge the contribution that women make to the family. They are the glue that binds it. KK4JBQ.
Exactly right. And speaking of that, you know, today's Valentine's Day. So, you know, don't forget that. I told Anna yesterday on the 13th, I said, hey, you know, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. In case I forget, happy Valentine's Day. So she just kind of laughed. But I got up first thing this morning. Abby, our daughter, was born on Valentine's Day. So first thing I got up this morning and, you know, sent her a text and said, you know, happy birthday / Valentine's Day. But, you know, she's always liked to, you know, get messages from Dad. So first thing this morning, she always beats the other two kids to the punch when it's my birthday. You know, she's the first one to send me a text, happy birthday, Daddy. So first thing this morning, I haven't had my coffee. I shot her a text. So, you know, she called me this afternoon, and she FaceTimed with us so we could see. She went out to this restaurant in town she'd been wanting to go to in Clemson, somewhere near Clemson. And she was telling us all about the meal or whatnot, you know. But I kind of enjoyed all of that. But other than that, Larry, I had a pretty good day today. Enjoyed the sunshine all day. Stayed outside most of the day. And just enjoyed the beautiful weather. And it was really, really nice.
Sure. I know you a little bit, and I'm sure you stay busy even when it's cloudy and dank outside. But the truth is, we were needing a good day like this. I'm sure for our mental health, we were all needing a day like this. And I'm glad you had a chance to take advantage of it. Before I leave, I wanted to congratulate Waz in the birth of his new grandbaby. And it's just a marvelous thing. And I'm glad he had that conversation with you, because I know how you are looking forward to the first grandbaby. And it will most certainly be a blessing when it comes. Chad, you have a good night. Everybody else that's lined up to talk, I'm going to step aside and let you have a chance. This is KK4JBQ.
Nice talking to you, bud. And you be safe out there. Tell Miss Donna we said good night and hello to her. Glad she's home. All right. Are there any additional check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
3NUE. Please check in N4DJC, November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. And I do have, I think I got a TNC coming towards the end of the month, so might be able to give some wrangle up on packet later on. Hope everyone has a good evening.
I have you in the log, sir, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry and Anderson. If you need any help with the packet, let me know. It's a couple of stations that are close by that have a packet station in it. And let me know, and we'll do some storing forward. It's kind of neat to work that radio, and then other than just, you know, talking into it. It's kind of neat to see how all that works. But I have you in the log, sir. Nice to hear from you, Jerry. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville.
Welcome, KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, please tell Miss Tracy we said hello tonight. Hope you're having a nice evening. All right, with that, we'll move on down the log. Next on the stump is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary. Gary, how are you doing tonight, sir?
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad, and Miss Anna, all on the net. We had a good day today over here today. As y'all were saying, it was a beautiful day out. Yesterday was not as pretty, but I had to go out and work in the rain and in the cold and all of that yesterday. Didn't have to do that today, but I did have to go to the grocery store. But I got that all taken care of. I walked through the store and put the stuff in the buggy, and then I carried it up and put it up on the cash register, and then I carried it out, put it in the car, and I came home and I brought it in the house and put it on the cabinets, and then I helped Joy put it away. That's a lot of work for some groceries, Chad.
Well, let me tell you about my grocery shopping. So I went the other day, decided it's time to go get some groceries, and we've been kind of eating healthy here, so I decided to go to Walmart. Spent an hour, maybe an hour and a half in there, and got up to the self-checkout line, and my cashiers. So got ready to self-checkout, and then looked in the buggy. I had an X-Acto knife, two replacement blades, two combination locks, two spiral notebooks, a pack of ink pens, and a bag of cucumbers. I just thought, why did I come here? So I turned the buggy around and went and got some actual food to bring back in the house. So I don't do well with the groceries. You know, I have a tendency to just buy, hey, that looks good, let me throw that in the cart, let me throw that in the buggy. if it's Monday and I've got to try to plan for Wednesday or Thursday, then I'll end up with, you know, bolts and screws and cans of spray paint and things that we don't need. And then I come home and think, Anna just looks at me like, you did good, honey. But I know I didn't.
You don't go to the store with a list. I make a list when I go to the store. And when I come home, there's very little, and I mean very little, that is not on that list that I bring in the house. I go in there, I get what I went after, if I can find it. You know, that's the thing about nowadays. You know, used to, you could go in a grocery store, and you knew right where everything was. You'd go in there and do your grocery shopping in 15 minutes. But nowadays, they keep moving stuff around. I was looking for a particular item today. It used to be in one spot, and they moved it 2 aisles over in a place that made no sense. But that's where I found it. And so I think they do that so you'll have to you know, impulse buy. You'll see something that's not on your list, or, you know, well, hey, that might be good. I think they do that for you, Chad, instead of me.
I'm not good at that. I'm challenged with that. You know, if it's industrial surplus or, you know, something that's that kind of stuff, you know, I can spend hours in there looking at that. There's a tractor trailer supply store there on 291 that, you know, they got a whole warehouse of just junk, you know, for tractor trailers. Gears and landing gears and brakes and magnets, solenoids, hoses, I mean, you name it, it's in there. And the old guy that works behind the counter there, he, you know, he's a nice fella. And he's then got used to me coming in, and he used to ask me, can I help you with something? And I know, I just, you know, I just kind of like the look, you know. So he knows, you know, who I'm at. And he said, oh, you know, I went in there last week, and he said, hey, we got some new, you know, we cleaned out the warehouse. We got a bunch of old stuff that's, you know, been laying around for about 10 or 15 years. It's back there in the corner. Just go on back there. Ain't nothing else changed. But, you know, we stuck that back there just for you. So I just kind of laughed.
You know, anytime I go into a tool store or something like that, or, well, a place like you're talking about, I can walk around and look for who knows how long. Just look in there. Do I really need this? You know, what can I do with that? That sort of thing. But if I go to the grocery store, I go in there and get what I went after and get out. I worked in a grocery store when I was in junior high and high school, and I worked in the grocery store for 5 years, different departments. You know, I went through all the different departments, you know, produce and meat and the dairy and grocery and everything. Well, I did it all. But I guess I don't want to relive all of that. I want to get in and get my stuff and get out. But anyway, got that done today, which was the main thing. But I'll tell you why I had to be out in the rain yesterday working. We live in one subdivision, and there's a privacy fence between our subdivision and another subdivision. That we live in, you know, the subdivisions are back to back, and there just happened to be a privacy fence there. Well, a gentleman drove around yesterday morning, knocked on the door. He said, your dogs broke through the fence down here. And he said, they're running around the neighborhood. And I looked up, you know, through the house, and I said, no, both my dogs are on the back porch. He said, well, they were over here, believe me. He said, go out there and look at the fence. And I said, okay. And so I went out there, and sure enough, I don't know if the wind got it or what, but one section of privacy fence had come off a post. and I had to repair that. I didn't have to because it's not my fence. It belongs to the people in that other subdivision. And I have to tell that gentleman that came over, he's a neighbor of mine. We talked back and forth across the fence. And I told him, I said, you do realize this is your fence? He said, no, I didn't know that. I said, yeah. I said, there's actually an easement. The power company has an easement between your property and my property. And there's a 5-foot easement all the way down through here. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. I said, if you didn't have your plot surveyed, I said, pull your survey up, you know, when you bought your house, and you'll find it. He said, well, I didn't know that. He said, that's good to know. He said, I won't feel bad about working on the fence now. He said, I didn't want to work on somebody else's. I said, well, I'm working on somebody else's because you say my dog's knocked it down. But I'll fix it, and I did. And neither one of the dogs got back out of the yard. But